נמצא שעיקר הקדושה שמקבל כל אחד משבס הוא בחינה עשרה סגב נענל שכלולם בשבס שמהם יום כן 16 מאחור שאירו בהם גם כן אגב נען הנעל כנעל. Therefore, Rav Nosanzal says, we see from here that when we talk about the responsibility of a Jew to draw the Kiddush of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, one of the clearest ways that it manifests itself is in a person drawing this aura of Shabbos into his money or into his activity that he's going to do during the week, the things he's going to make during the week. He's going to build a house, he's going to build a table or something. Again, if it's stam, something that he's doing during the 6 days of the week, it can't possibly have light to it. Because the Torah says, Shotu ha'am v'laktu, that the 6 days of the week represent lack of das. It's lack of oyer. That whatever a person does stam during the 6 days of the week has no light to it, no beauty to it. Where is the light coming from? It's coming from Shabbos. It's only those Jews who are Shomer Shabbos and keep those, and Azechad have those three meals on Shabbos from which there is light emanating. Zohav, Kesef, Nechoshes, these lights. A Jew like that, and he says Vinoyam at the end of Shabbos, and he believes that the bracha of the 6 days of the week is coming from Shabbos. It's from the Shabbos that he's drawing an oyer and a beauty into all the money that he's going to acquire during the 6 days of the week, or in anything that he's going to make or build or do during the 6 days of the week. Therefore, v'yesh mi shepoigim bozeh, v'eini yochel legaloi sagavnen, v'eini yochel lichnois lebchina sanakuda, lebchina Shabbos, linok mishom hara sagavnanal. Whereas there are some Jews that are poigim in this, and they can't get to Shabbos, they can't get to those colors, those lights, to be able to draw them. Avladayim lo yotzim in aigulim legamri. However, they're still in the ballpark. They're still within those rings. Through, let's say, different averos that a person does. All kinds of sins that a person does, which are a pegam, let's say a person does an avero, it's a pegam in das. That any pegam that a person does can make this procedure defective. Not 100%. Depending on how much he's plaguing, depending on how many sins he does, he pushes himself away from the Shabbos. One step removed, four steps removed, six steps removed, error that a person does is a pegam in there. Just like in general, anytime, you know, a person builds something, any kind of crack that gets into it, a hole or defectiveness, you know, makes it defective to some degree. But Rav Nosson is saying, but he's still in the ring. He's still there. It's just it's not working for him 100%. Could be working 90% or 30%, whatever it is. Avol adayin lo yotzam neigulam legamri, but he hasn't pushed himself out of the whole thing. Avol ze hamosur shemosar moman Yisrael shebehem alumash gavne iloim biadakum vehelem oiroi sagavnen bemezid biad roma. Whereas this person who took Jewish money and turned the lights out on it completely by turning it over to goyim, he pushes himself completely out of these circles. Shembechinas sheishes yomim sheyonke mishabes legamri. He pushes himself out completely. Ki ein loy chelik bigdusha shabes sheyesh bimeachol. Shembechinas hagavnen hanemshoch mishabes umislab shemetochin meachol bekesav azor. Note, Rav Nosson Zal just explained that the keli, which the 6 days of the week use to be able to be receiving Shabbos' light, is money. Kesev, Zov, Nechoshes, these are the things which during the 6 days of the week reflect the light of Shabbos. If a person kept Shabbos the right way, and he was able to draw his Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, the way that it would show itself is in the colors that are being reflected in his money during the 6 days of the week. But if a Jew goes ahead and takes money and turns the lights out on it completely, he eliminates light completely, he's showing that he's undoing, he's destroying this process. He's making it impossible for Shabbos to be able to be giving off its light into anything in the 6 days of the week. He's exiting from that process completely. Which is, he took the Jewish money and turned it over to the opposite, to the absence of light. Therefore, he takes himself out of this completely. You understand? Rav Nosson Zal showed here that it's a Jew's mamon dikdusha that keeps him in the ballpark, that keeps him within these circles that could be plugged into Shabbos, that are drawing from Shabbos, which is the center of kedusha. Alkein hu kemumar mamish. Therefore, this is like a person who has rejected religion completely. Shegam hamumar yoytze min oikulam legamri kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says over there in the Kutim Ran, when a Jew Chas V'Shalom converts, also that's a way of taking oneself out of these circles completely. The Alkein bechol mokoim mumar umechalal Shabbos umoser heim shovin lekamadinim. And this is why, if you look in Shulchan Aruch and in Gemara, it puts these three together regarding majority of halachas. If a Jew is mechalal Shabbos b'far hesia, he has the exact same law as a Jew who converted, or the exact same law as a Jew who is a Muslim. These three are always put together. Why Shabbos? Why not eating treif? Why bedafka is the Shabbos put together with these other two? Ki ikar hakedusha hi Shabbos kanal. Because the main source of holiness of Klal Yisrael comes from Shabbos. Umi shemechalel Shabbos hu poigem beklolis hakedusha. And a person who disgraces the Shabbos is being poigem in the totality of kedusha, kemoi hamumar. Just like a person who rejects all 613 commandments, a mumar. He's rejecting the total religion. Rejecting Shabbos is the same thing, because Shabbos is the source of all kedusha. V'chein hamosur shavolahem, and a mosur is in the same category as them, v'garua mehem. And the Shulchan Aruch says he's even worse. Ki poigem bahagavnin mamish. The Moser is the one who's messing up these lights. Ki bahamomoin shol Yisrael shom ikra gavnin, shem ikra b'chinas kedusha Shabbos kedushas Yisrael. Because in Jewish money is found these lights, which are the kedusha of Shabbos, which is the main kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Ki Yisrael, the Shabbos, v'oiroi sagavnin anal, kulo yechol. Because Klal Yisrael and Shabbos and these lights are all one and the same. The Gemara says, Goy sheshovas chayev misa, which shows that Shabbos apply, Shabbos and Am Yisrael are one. And at the same time, we see that when it comes to money, Hashem, the Gemara says that a Jew takes Jewish money, turns it over to Goy, is like Momar. It's like he rejected the whole Yiddishkeit. The Ho'akum heim ha'hepach mikol zeh. The goyim are the opposite of Shabbos, the opposite of kedusha. B'bchinas, as we say on Saturday night, hamavdil ben kodesh lechoel, ben oyer lechoyshech, ben Yisrael amin. You see all three examples: kedusha versus non-kedusha, yid versus goy, and Shabbos versus weekday. Or zebchinas oyrois hagavnim. The light that we're referring to over there is the light of these heavenly colors. Shehem ikor ha'oyer ha'meir kemuva b'maymanal. That's the main light of Hashem that shines in this world. V'ze ikor hakedusha b'chinas Shabbos b'chinas Yisrael b'chinas Yisrael shebechoyes poer kanal. V'ha'akum heimuv dolem mikol zeh. Whereas the goyim are the opposite of this. Ki heim b'chinas choyshech. They represent darkness. They represent the 6 days of the week, when the 6 days of the week have no part of Shabbos to them, are not drawing from Shabbos at all. Because we learned earlier that the light that's found in money during the 6 days of the week only shines when the money is in Jewish hands. Because the Jews have the ability to draw the kedusha of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Whereas the goyim represent the 6 days of the week with no kesher to Shabbos. Shemam kedusha Shabbos ozgam klal. The alkein hamosur shemoyser moman Yisrael biad goy hu yoytze mikdusha Shabbos legamri v'yoytze min hoigulam legamri. Therefore, a Mosur is leaving the category of Klal Yisrael, and he's leaving the category of Shabbos, of those circles that encircle the Shabbos. Valkein, who come I mumar kana? Therefore, you could understand that he's like one who has rejected the entire religion. Rav Nosson Zal showed here pictorially, in a sense, what the boundaries of the religion are, and how the boundaries of the religion are represented by Shabbos in the 6 days of the week. That's the whole framework. and how a person and how Shabbos transfers its light to the 6 days of the week, the light of Shabbos is being manifested in the money that's earned or dealt with during the 6 days of the week. And a Jew who turns Jewish money over to the Goy is leaving this process of the 7 days of the week completely, of any aspect of Kiddusha to the 7 days of the week. Therefore, he's like a mumar, chas v'shalom. You could tell it just from how they're Shomer Shabbos. A person who's really Shomer Shabbos, which means he's capable of unplugging himself completely from his business, from work, from money. Well, on Shabbos, that person is, what he does during the weekdays is not called Tavis Momen at all. It's Momen Dikdusha. Basic examples of keeping Shabbos is proving that you're not involved in Tavis Momen. Because a person who's involved in Tavis Momen, he's swimming in it. There's no way that he can take his mind off it on Shabbos. Or stop talking about it on Shabbos. Whereas a Jew who is really, a Jew who doesn't have Tavis Momen, or who's not plugged into this Tavis Momen, he can turn it on and off at will. Number one, when he goes to work from 9 to 5, he's work. 5:01, he's in learning, or he's involved in his family, and he's not thinking of those other items at all whatsoever. Or especially when it comes into Shabbos, he's not thinking about it at all, thinking or talking about it at all whatsoever.
Worrying is Tavis Momen, you're worried about your...
100%. The Gemara says, Mar ben Chosim, Mar bedaiga. That when a person's money is not the right, it's not Momen Dikdusha, the more he has, the more he worries. Then it shows that he doesn't believe that Shabbos is the source, that this is where all of his money is going to come from. And the way that he's going to get the money is bedafka by not thinking about it. By leaving Hashem to think about it. If he's thinking about it, he's not leaving room for Hashem to do what Hashem has to do. Paragraph 12. V'alkein ikar pigam hamosur hu bo'inayim. Rav Nosson Zalman focuses in and says, based on what we were discussing before about the light that's found in money, a certain oil of Kiddusha, when it's being dealt with properly, and when Jewish money gets into non-Jewish hands, how that light leaves the money. And therefore, what a criminal enacted is for someone to turn over Jewish money into the hands of non-Jewish hands, you know, in a bad way. Rav Nosson Zal says now, this is why if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll observe that it emphasizes that the crime of a Musar is related to the eyes. He's guilty for having shown Jewish money to a goy, having allowed the goy to see that the Jew has money, which the goy would want to confiscate. Ayin Shom, look in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that that's the point there. Ki pegam hagavnin anal hu bechinas pegam hoinayin. Based on how we explained it earlier, the pegam of those lights and colors is related to the eyes. Ki hagavnin iloin heim bechinas bigdei yesha istaklusa bechinas ksuseinayim ayin Shom. As we explained earlier, that these colors are called something that everybody enjoys looking. It attracts the eyes, and a pigam in it is a pigam in the eyes. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashe ha'mosur posel lichtoiv dvorim shebikdusha v'haynu sefer Torah tefillin ha'mezuzis. This is why the Shulchan Aruch says that a Jew who commits this type of crime can no longer ever write a sefer Torah with tefillin ha'mezuzis. Ki ikar hapsul shel hapsul and lichtoiv sefer Torah tefillin ha'mezuzos lom derazal mi posuk ukshartom uksavtom. When the Gemara learns out which type of people are not allowed to write these objects, it learns it out from the words in the posuk ukshartom uksavtom. Kol sheyeshnoi bikshiro yeshnoi biksiva. Whoever wears tefillin can write tefillin, and whoever doesn't can't. Ki tefillin nikroin pe'er. We know that tefillin is called in the Torah beauty. There's a pasuk by Chizkiyo HaMelech, when his father died, Hashem said to him that the rules of his mourning will be different from other Jews. And it says, Pe'ercha chavu shalecha, you will wear your beauty. And the Gemara says that's referring to tefillin, that usually a person whose parent passes away does not put on tefillin. Certainly if he's an oinin or an ovel for the first day, the way the Gemara talks about it, whereas Chizkiyo HaMelech, pe'ercha chavu shalecha, you will wear your pe'er, which means beauty. Bechinas klolius hagavnin. This term, tiferes, we explained earlier, refers to a mix of colors. V'alkein kol ha-Torah kula hukshel tefillin k'mo shemazal. And we find that the Gemara compares the entire Torah, all 613 mitzvahs, to tefillin. Ki kol ha-Torah kula hi b'chinas pe'er. Because the entire Torah is represented by this term pe'er, beauty, multicolored. Ki ikar kol ha-Torah hu b'shvil hisparus. Because the main purpose of the Torah is the pride of Hashem and the beauty of Hashem. Bechinas Yisrael asher b'cho esvoer. We mentioned earlier that there's a pasuk, the Jewish people in whom I take pride. The word esvoer means pride, and it also means in whom I see beauty. Tiferes is beauty, which comes from a blend of colors. Ki al yedei ha-Torah v'amitzvah she-Yisrael o-Yisna she-Mizvorach mispoer bohem. Through the Torah and mitzvahs that the Jews fulfill, Hashem takes pride in us and sees beauty in us. That's the reason why Hashem gave us the Torah, so that Hashem should be able to take pride in us and see beauty in us through our fulfillment of the Torah. Nimtzo shekol ha-Torah hu b'chinas tefillin shenikroin pe'er kol yisagavnin. So the whole Torah can be referred to by this term, pe'er, or tefillin. Ki kol ha-Torah hi b'chinas hisparus, b'chinas Yisrael asher b'cho esvoer. Ki heim klulim migavnin sagiyin sheim kol mitzvos ha-Torah. The Jews are made up of many colors, which means the many mitzvos that they fulfill. V'alkein Hashem Yisbarach mispor b'hem, and that's why Hashem sees beauty in us. V'alkein mi she'enoi b'chlal esparus posol lichtoiv divrei Torah shenitnu lichtoiv. And therefore a person who has taken himself out of this hisparus cannot write these items. D'hainu sefer Torah tefillin mezuzos. V'ikar halimud mitfillin shenikra pe'er. K'mo shelamdu razal ukshartam uchsavtam. Kol sheyesh nebikshira daida b'tfillin yesh nebiksiva. The main source that we learn this out from is tefillin, where the Gemara learns out anyone who puts on tefillin can write these objects, and if not, not. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki haksav hu bebechinas hisparus, kloli yisagavnin. Because the act of writing is also a concept of hisparus. It's also a concept of something that reflects multicolor. Ki ikar haksav hu shochor al gabilovon. Because the standard type of writing is black on white. Shehu bechinas eish shchoira al gabi eish levona, kemuva mokamachar. As the Gemara says, when Hashem gave the Ten Commandments, it was black fire on white fire. Shezeo bechinas shchoirani v'noavo. There's a pasuk that says in Shir Hashirim, I am black, but I am beautiful. The word noavo is synonymous with pe'er, beauty. So we see that black, the black, which is the symbol of writing, is called pe'er also. It's also an item of beauty. Ukishnischaber shochor v'lovon, and when black and white merge, zebechinas kloli yisagavnin. This is a concept of different colors coming together. The entire spectrum of colors, like two extremes, black and white. Shenichlolin hagavnin zeboze, where the different colors are merging together. Sheze ikur bechinas ha-pe'er, kemuvar b'mamar now, which is the whole concept of beauty. The term pe'er, as used in Yiddishkeit, means the mix of colors. And we see that the act of writing, which basically implies black on white, is also obviously an inyan of pe'er. Ki shochor v'lovon heim ikur shoyresh kol ha-gavnin. Black and white represent the foundation of all the colors. Because they actually symbolize gold and silver. Because the Gemara says that when blood congeals, it turns black. Very often if you have blood. So the Gemara says, when you see that black, don't be mistaken. It's not black. It's really red. It's just red that has been left for a long time, so it turns black. But it's really red. So we see that black is actually red. And red is gold. The gold, compared to silver, silver is a concept of whiteness, and gold is referred to as redness. The colors Zohav or Chesed, according to Kabbalah, represent Din and Chesed. Zohav is in the reddish family, gold is in the red family, if you know your colors or anything, and silver is in the white family. ועיקר כלוליס הגוונן, שזה עיקר הפאר הנעל, הוא כשנכלל יחד שוחר ולובן, שזה בחינס הכסב, שוחר גבי לובן. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, the most outstanding example of the mix of colors is when black and white are coming together, which are the two extremes in color. וזה בחינס שחורני ונועבו. That's the concept, I am black and I am beautiful. שזהו בחינס הקסבנל, because black is the standard color of writing. וזהו ונועבו, כי זה עיקר הנוי והחן והפרנל. Because that's the main beauty and charm, the writing, the written, the Torah in writing. כי הויס יויס שכויסבים כל אויס ואויס יש לו גוון מיוחד כידוע. Because the letters that we write, each letter represents an independent color, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. The Sifrei Kabbalah show a correspondence between different letters and different colors. Vayidei haksav mischabrim kama v'kama oisiyois v'nasim teva. And when a person is writing, they're merging together several letters to form a word. That's mixing several colors to form a picture, in a sense. וכן כל תיבוי סמוכן זה לזה עד גמר הפרשה. And so too, mixing a number of words together to make a sentence, and a group of sentences to make a whole parsha. וזה בחינס כלוליס הגוונן. So that Rav Nosson Zal explains, the concept of writing is also a concept of a merging together of colors. שהגוונן, שהם האויסיוס נכלולן זה בזה. The colors which are represented by the letters are mixing and matching. וכל זה על ידי השמות הקדושים שיש בתוך הכסף. And what's making all of this happen is the names of Hashem that are intermingled in the writing of the Sefer Torah. כי עיקר הקדושו על ידי השמות. The main thing that makes a Sefer Torah or Tefillin or Mezuzah holy is the names of Hashem that are in it. וגם כל הויסיוס התורה כולם הם בחין השמות. And Rav Nosson Zal says, by the way, even the part that's not the names of Hashem, actually every word in the Torah is a name of Hashem. Because it's brought that the Torah is the names of Hashem. Every word is names of Hashem. V'shem Hashem ze b'chinas klolius hagavnin. And we know that the name of Hashem itself represents the exemplification of multitude of the blending of colors. B'chinas Hashem Oiri. As the Pasuk says, Hashem is my light. And again, light, we said before, is these colors giving off this light. Kimavur Shomba Maimranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter on the Kutiman that we're discussing. Nimtza, what's the bottom line of all of this? Shehaksav, hu bebechinas tefillin, bechinas pe'er, kolis agavnin. That writing in general, writing of a mezuzah or sefer Torah, anything like that, writing in general is a concept of pe'er, this multicolored beauty, which we call tefillin. Tefillin is called pe'er, as we said. The Alkein, mi sheyotza miklal Yisrael. Therefore, this... Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, the Alkein, therefore, based on what we just explained of what ksav is all about, mi sheyotza miklal Yisrael ve'ein lo chelek b'ha'hisparus, a person who has taken himself out of Am Yisrael, and he has given up his part in this hisparus, this beauty, kegoin mumar, for example, a Jew who rejects his religion completely. Or, umechalal Shabbos, the example of mechalal Shabbos, because we said Shabbos is the eye, the shin and the bat. Remember the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil, that Shabbos was this center of light, of oir. We bring in the Shabbos by lighting candles, right? Shabbos is the solian of Kolius Gavnin. A person who's Mechal Shabbos shuts the lights off. He turns the lights off. He's the opposite of the Isparus. Ukiyotze, or anybody else like them, Posul Lichtoi Voisius HaTorah. They are forbidden from writing the letters of the Torah, Shetzrichen Lekoisvan, which you're Mechuyiv to write. Dainu stam sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah shem bechinas shmo dekutcha brichu, of which the most important part of it is the names of Hashem, bechinas klolius hagavnin, which is this multitude of colors, bechinas pe'er kanal. V'alkein hamoser posel gam kein lechtoiv, and therefore, just like a mumar or a mechal Shabbos b'farhesi is not allowed to write, a moser also can't write these things. ki ikar pegam hamosur hu bebchinas hagavnin anal kanal. Because we explained earlier, the main crime of the mosur is that he's poigim in these lights and colors that are found in the money. The kiddushat's on the money, he turns it off. Ki hagavnin melubashim bekesev v'zov shebikdusha. Because we said that these lights and colors are hidden in money, in money dahinu mamon Yisrael. V'alkein hamosur posul lichtoiv kol advarim shebikdusha kanal. The Chose Nilmat Mitfilin, and the Gemara learns out the other things all from Tfilin. Tfilin is the basis from which we learn out all these things. That Kol Sheinu Bikshira, that any person who doesn't tie the Tfilin, Dahainu Bitfilin, Shinekroim Pe'er, Kloli Sagavnin, is excluded from these other things, can't write either. Anyone who doesn't put on Tfilin can't write Tfilin Mezuzah Sever. וזה בחינס המוסור שפוגם בבחינס פאר כלול יסגבנן על ידי שמוסר מומן ישראל ביד גוי כנל על כן אינוי בקסיבו. Therefore he can't write. כי הקסב הוא בחינס פאר כלול יסגבנן כנל. Because we said writing is black fire on white fire when Hashem gave the luchos. It's black and white which correspond to gold and silver. Because the Gemara says, Hai shocher odoim hu, right? And therefore, even if a mosur wants to put on tefillin, he will not try to write Sefer Torah or anything like that. And even if he wears tefillin, he's excluded from a tefillin. His wearing tefillin doesn't count. Because he has taken himself out of the ballpark of tefillin. Bechinas pe'er, Kloli Yisagavnin, because tefillin, we said, is called pe'er, al yidei shemosar momon Yisroel shebohem melubo shemoyro Yisagavnin. That's how he took himself out of that ballpark completely. Oizches, v'ze bechinas tzitzis, ki tzitzis heim bechinas einayim. Now we go to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis is also a concept of the eyes. K'moy shekosuv, ureisa moysoi, by tzitzis it says, you will see the tzitzis. Because the tzitzis represents this clothing that gives off a light that people look at. Because Rabbeinu Zal explained in that chapter in the Kutiman that the light that's money is something that everybody enjoys looking at. They enjoy looking at the dollar bills or the gold and the silver. It's a covering for the eyes. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in the Kutiman. V'zeo b'chinas t'cheles. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the concept of t'cheles. Ki t'cheles hu ischabrus shochar v'lovoim. B'chinas kloli esagavnim. The t'cheles, the blue wool, that blue is actually a combination of black and white. The Gemara says t'cheles, that type of blue is a combination of black and white. V'alkein ha-mitzvahu. So we see that tzitzis also is this concept of kloli esagavnim. That's why by tzitzis the Torah says the mitzvah is to look at them. Because as Rabbeinu Zal says, when these colors, when these heavenly colors, these heavenly lights come together, it's something that all eyes are attracted to. People want to look at it. Important question is being asked now. We know that there's a law in short, the Gemara advises that the Jewish people should be very careful not to show off their wealth in front of the Goyim, because again, it'll attract jealousy and it'll attract trouble. Chas v'shalom, rachman aslam. The question is, we're being told here that money has in it these gavnim eloyim, these heavenly colors, and at the same time, we're being told here, Rav Nosson Zal say now, that tzitzis, the tchelas of the tzitzis and the colors is also the singing of this gavnim eloyim. How come when it comes to tzitzis, we see there is a concept of wearing the tzitzis out? Although interestingly, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the one provision that's made for not wearing tzitzis out is those people who are going among the goyim, for them there's a heter for them to keep it inside. Could be, again, that you hit the nail on the head. Because tzitzis is like, it's this gavnim eloyim, this is something we're not supposed to show them, not supposed to, it shouldn't be in their faces in a sense. The alkane, but now, we had learned earlier that whenever a Jew wants to go from one level to the next in Kiddusha, there's always the klipos surrounding that new level. He's got to be prepared to deal with the forces of Tumah on that new level, because on every level, the Tumah always precedes the Kiddusha and surrounds the Kiddusha. And you got to be prepared to peel the fruit to get to the inside of the fruit. So Rav Nosson Zal said, and we learned before, how do you get rid of that peel? How do you get rid of the Tumah, the Klipa? We said through his galus of Gidula Saboire. Whenever you're able to reveal the greatness of Hashem and show it to these forces of Tumah, that's what gets them to run. Just like Shlomo Melech had that ring, you know, which he showed to the, whenever he put it on Ashmedai, the shed, Ashmedai was subdued and suppressed. Or the mezuzah that we have on our doorstep, where the mezuzah on the right side is machnia, the klipos and the tumah that's on the left side. V'alkein hatzitzis heim shmiro min amazikin. This is why it's brought that tzitzis is a protection from chas v'shalom any mazikin that would want to do harm to a Jew. K'al yidei hatzitzis shem b'chinas gavne niloim, b'chinas bigde yesha, ayidei zeh nechnoim haklipos v'demyoinois shehem maziki alma. The tzitzis, which represents this manifestation of these heavenly colors, that's what's machnia, the etzahara, the sitra achra, and these klipos demyoinois, v'azai zoichin lalois midarga ledarga. And that's what enables a Jew to get to the next level. We said, whenever you want to go up a level, you have to be prepared to deal with the opposition that's confronting you on this new level. Tzitzis is an example of the manifestation of Hashem's light, which blinds them and gets rid of them. V'alkein ikar tikkun hatfila hu betzitzis utfilin. This is why the main tikkun of tfila, the most important tfila, which is shachris, we do it bedavka with tzitzis and tfilin. Gam tzrichem litein tzedakah koidem hatfila. And we find also the Gemara in Bava Basra in the beginning speaks about giving tzedakah before davening. Rabbi Elozer Yohiv Pruta v'hodar matzli, the Gemara says. First he gave a coin to tzedakah and then he would daven. Ki b'shas hatfila oilin midarga ledarga kiyadua. Because one of the most outstanding times during the day when a Jew is moving, when he's on that elevator, is during the tefila, when he's going from world to world. We've mentioned this many times. Karbonos is olam asiya. Psukei de Zimra is a brand new level. You're going to a different world. Shema, till Shemon Esrei, is a third world. Shemon Esrei is a fourth world. So tefila is a time of aliyah. Shezeu ikar tikkun tefila. V'alkein tzrichem mikoidem legalos gedulos saboiris baruch haydeis galos agavnin. And we've learned that whenever you want to go up, you're going to encounter these klipos along the way. You have to be able to get rid of them. How do you get rid of them? Through his galos gedulos saboiris, by revealing the greatness of Hashem, which is manifested in the tzitzis and the tefillin and in tzedakah. Those are, when a person gives money to a poor man and he lights him up with that tzedakah, we said that was another example of his galus of gedula saboire. That's why they say to give tzedakah by the words v'ato moishel bakoil, when you're declaring Hashem's kingdom. V'alkein tzrichem litein tzedakah koidem. This is why a person is supposed to give tzedakah before the davening, kidei sheyisnaharu hagavnin sheyesh bekesev ezov, so that the colors and the lights that are found in gold and silver, meaning in money, should shine. V'azai kishemisnar en agavnin heim nasim bebchinas bigdei yesha me'il tzedakah. Then they become this clothing of light, this cloak of tzedakah, bechinas ksus einayim, v'zeh bechinas tzitzis kanal, v'azai nizgalin oirois agavnin bi'atzmon, and that reveals the actual light itself. V'zeh b'chinas tefillin shnikroim pe'er, ki tefillin heim oirois hagavnin bi'atzmon. Tefillin, tzitzis, represents clothing of light. Tefillin is mamish the light itself. V'yidei kol eilu ha'b'chinoi, shim b'chinas oirois hagavnin lo'im, ayidei zeh daiko yochon l'spal ha'tefillin ketikuno. By a person using these tools, the tzitzis, the tefillin, and tzedakah, which all represent this as galus gedulas saboirei, when you include that in your davening, when you're davening in talis and tefillin and having given tzedakah, that's what gives you the ability during the tefillah to go up, 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 and to deal with all the things that you're encountering along the way in the process. Kidei l'ha, kidikuna ulahalois kol hoi lomois midarga ladarga, ki ikar kol ho'aliyos al yidei his galus agav mikanal. Because the main ability to climb from level to level is dependent on being able to reveal this light, to turn on the lights. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh shekosav rabbein ez laba maimranal, shebebeis hamikdosh ho yoshvira samedame shehuruach habehaneyes. Rabbein ez Zal explains in this chapter in the Kutiman that we're dealing with, that the Beis HaMikdosh was the place where the Yidden were able to break the Koyach HaMedame the most. We explained earlier, Koyach HaMedame means imagination, fantasy. Where a person thinks something is, it's something that it really isn't. The Yetzer Hara is called Koyach HaMedame because he tries to make something look delicious and great when it's really poison. Lahavdol, just like the person would see, you know, physical poison. You know, they'd be eating it, it was poured into an ice cream cake, and they'd be eating it, and it looks sweet and delicious and enjoyable, and really it's death to the person, it's the worst thing in the world for him. Lahavdil, a person eating something unkosher, or questionable, chas v'shalom, where again, on the outside, it could look enjoyable, healthy, good, when we know that really, it's a dimyon, it's a mirage, it looks good, but it's really the opposite. That's called koyach hamedama, where something looks different from what it really is. So Rabbein Ezal writes there that the Beis HaMikdosh was the main place where the Jews had the ability to destroy this Medama. Shehu Bechinas Ruach HaBehemius, which is called the animal instinct, a sense, in a person. Because many animals, it's known, don't see clearly. They're colorblind and they don't see well. They can be fooled easily. Kishom hoyu makriven hakorbonos ein shom. Rabbein Ezal shows, because in the Beis HaMikdash is where the Yidden brought korbonos. Korbonos means shechting the behema, destroying the behemius, this koyach hamedame. Ki beBeis HaMikdash hoyu klulim kol hagavnen iloim. Because we know that the Beis HaMikdash was made up of all of these colors, gold, silver, copper, blue wool, red wool, all of these shehem klal kol agavim shekulam ayu kulam beBeis HaMikdash. All of them were brought together in the Beis HaMikdash. Val yidei ze shom daiko hayom akrivim kol akrabonis. Because of the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was this center, this multicolored center, because of that, you had the ability there to slaughter the koyach hamedame, to destroy all the klipos and all the tumah. Shem bechinas hachnos hamedame vaklipos. Ki ikar hachnosom alide is galas agavim kanal. Because we learned earlier, whenever you want to be machnia those forces, you do it by revealing the light. The alkein, just like you know that in dark places, bichlal, in the basement, is where you have bats, you know, all of these kinds of mazikin, they prosper in the dark. You know, different kinds of snakes and all, you know, hide in the dark. That's their place. Whereas if you're able to turn on the light, usually the light is what scares them away and chases them away. All of these forces of tumah. A robber, certain kinds of robbers, of thieves, again, the spotlight goes on, he runs away. Lahavdil, in Ruchnius, it's the same thing. If you're able to, if the Beis HaMikdash was the center of these Gavnen Eloin, you could understand why that was a place where we had the ability to slaughter the Behemis, the Klippos. V'alkein, Beis HaMikdash, Govoya Mikol Ha'arotzos. And this is why it's brought that the Beis HaMikdash was the highest place of all lands, of all countries. K'moshikosu, as it says in the Pasuk, that if a Jew will ever have a question that he can't resolve, what should he do? V'kamto v'yolisu alamokim, you will go up to the Beis HaMikdash where the Sanhedrin are, you know, and present it to them. Kishom kol ho'aliyois shel hakdusha. Look at this. We said before that in order to be oile, in order to go up, you have to be able to be machnia the klipos on that new level. In order to do that, you have to reveal the colors. We said that the revelation of the colors is in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why you shech the behemoth. That's why it's the top floor. That's why the Beis HaMikdash is called up, 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 up. Because it's based on what's happening in the Beis HaMikdash that you're able to go up, up. Ki kol ho aliyo is kula midarga ledarga heim al yidei ha Beis HaMikdash sheshom hu b'chinas kloli is agavnin shaydei zeh machnien haklipo shebchol darga vedarga shem b'chinas koyach hamedama lucha behemi is. Vaydei zeh yecholon lalo is midarga ledarga. And it's through what the Beis HaMikdash represents, those colors, that slaughtering of the Medame, That's what gives a person the ability to go from level to level upwards. V'zeh b'chinas sholo ish ponim bashono yeroe kol zchuches pnei Hashem alikecho v'lo yeroe ponai reikam. This is why it says in the Chumash, 3 times a year you should come to see Hashem, and don't come empty-handed. Bring karbonos, bring tzedakah. Ki sholosh regolim hem keneged Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, shem b'chinas kol yisag avnim. The 3 holidays correspond to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes. Silver, gold, and that combination of them, that blend together. Ki ikra hagavnin hem b'chinas klas, b'chinas shloisha sovas kedua. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that the foundation of all colors is based on three, which are symbolized by Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. V'oz tzrichin la'alois v'leirois es p'nei Hashem. And on these holidays, that's a time when a Jew is required to go up to get to see Hashem. Ki oz ba'sholosh regolim nizgale kaviyochol p'nei Hashem. Because it's on these 3 holidays that Hashem reveals His face. Shezel b'chinas he'oros ha'gavnin, which means that Hashem shows off these colors, these lights. Shein b'chinas pe'er. Shezel b'chinas Yaakov. Shu b'chinas ponim. B'chinas kol yis ha'gavnin. This is all represented by Yaakov Avinu, who's the Tiferes. Yaakov Avinu is called the Oyer HaPonim, because there's a pasuk that says, Mevakshei Ponecho Yaakov Selo. Yaakov Avinu is the symbol of the face of Hashem, Kaviyochol. His face is the face in the moon. There's a lot of proofs to that. The Ikra HaHizgalus, the Beis HaMikdash, the main place on earth where the light of Hashem shows itself is in the Beis HaMikdash. Sheshom Heoras Kol HaGavnin, the Beis HaMikdash is the place where all of these colors show. Ach, the pasuk says, Lo yiro pnei Hashem reikam, that when you're coming to see the face of Hashem, you're not allowed to come empty-handed. Ki tzorich lohavi mi mamoinoi korbonois. Ish kemat nasiodoi kivarkas Hashem. Each person on his level is supposed to bring sacrifices. Vayidei elu ha-korbonoi shenevi kol echad mi mamoinoi v'yigei ha-kapoi. And it's through the sacrifices that each Jew is bringing from his own money and from his own struggle. That's how he makes a ticken for all of his money. Just like when a person gives tzedakah, maisa, he makes a ticken for the whole money. It's brought that tzedakah that we give today is in place of sacrifices that they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Vazai meirin hagavnin sheyesh bekesef zohov, and then these colors that are found in the gold and silver shine. Vaydezeh zoyche kolechad fi b'chinosoi la'lois v'lerois es p'nei Hashem, and each one on his level, by giving these karbonos, by giving the tzedakah, rises to a new level to be able to see Hashem more clearly. Ki hagavnin iloin meirin al yidei karbonos shemedi kolechad nemoinoi. These heavenly colors, these heavenly lights, shine through the karbonos that each Jew brings from his own money, by using his money for kedusha. Shaydezen is stuck in kol mamoinei. That's the ticken for his entire money. Umeir and agavan and amalboshim shom. Vizel b'chinas v'lo yiro ponai reikam anema bergolim k'shom beis mikdash lo espen Hashem. This is why it says, "Don't come to see my face empty-handed," because in order to see the face of Hashem, you have to take your money and bring forth the lights in it, and that's what will allow you to go up a level and to see the pnei Hashem that's found in the money itself. Those gavan ilan. This is why when you write a Sefer Torah or Tefillin Mezuzos, what do you write it on? On the skin of an animal. By writing, we said the writing is the gavnin, the revelation of the gavnin. The purpose of the gavnin is to be of revealing those gavnin was to be machnia, the klipos and the dimyonis and all of those things. By writing on skin of a behemoth, we're being machnia the behemius. Shehu ruach ha-behemius, shezeo b'chinas korbonis kanal. Ki aidei haksav, oisies ha-toyro shein b'chinas gavnen iloin shenechon yachad kanal, because through writing, which we said is black on white, it's multicolored, it's tchelis, it's his galas ha-gavnen, that's what gives you the ability to be machnia klipois tuma, which is called behemius. Which was the concept of the bringing of karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash was a center of light, In the Beis Hamikdash, you had the ability to take animal and be machnia, be behemius, which is that koyach hamedamen. Sheshom klulin kol agavna meilorin. The Beis Hamikdash, where all of these heavenly lights and heavenly colors are found. Baruch Hashem.